Number 19 is a resolution authorizing the development of a process whereby designated representatives of the authorized employee groups meet and confer with Milwaukee County management representatives on terms and conditions of employment and operational issues. This was referred to Corporation Counsel, which provided their legal opinion in your packet.
Supervisor Lipscomb? Or anyone? Is there anyone who would like to address the item?
I would move approval, Mr. Chairman, I would first move to amend line 50 to substitute for the words March 2012, substitute. Get this back to the line? July 2012.
You think whatever you need would be done by next cycle?
Are we looking at the same thing you're looking at?
We have, there are different versions apparently of the.
I have March.
What is the line 50? At line 50?
Line 50 says, herein and to report such recommendations at the March 2012 meeting of the.
And it should. 52.
We know that 51, there should be a change there, but.
Well, without referencing the line item, then why don't I say that in the be it resolved clause, the reference to March 2012 would be changed to reflect July 2012.
Mr. Cady?
Mr. Chairman, we work on anything you assign. It's just that the deadline for next cycle is July 3rd. That doesn't give us a lot of time to actually meet and pull that together for you. But if you're on it, we can do our best.
Mr. Chairman, I would hold to that just with the idea that then they better show progress, because the problem is, and you're going to see it in subsequent items, there's going to be a desire by many, I don't know if it's going to be on this committee or at the board, to lay items over pending a meet and confer process that would appropriately take those items up. And so somehow we've got to give the signal that this is an imperative and that they got to move on this.
So I would
leave my amendment as July 2012. If they want to come back next month and tell us they've begun meeting and give us a really brief update, then so be it. But there better be signs of progress. Otherwise, I think we're headed for trouble.
And you've got a meeting of the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and on the line 51. As a friendly amendment.
I'm sorry?
We no longer have a personnel committee.
Oh, so. Certainly, Mr. Chairman, that's a good suggestion. The committee name should be correct.
Thank you. We have the amendment before us. Any discussion on the amendment? Anyone like to say anything about Supervisor Stamp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You're about to amend it right now, right?
We're about the amendment right now.
I thought you said you need some time. I thought he said you need
I heard what he said. We're on the amendment right now.
Oh, on the amendment. Okay. So you don't need any time for the amendment?
We're discussing the amendment.
Okay.
And then we'll act on the amendment.
Okay. Thank you.
So did you have anything?
No, I was just wondering, I thought once there's an amendment, you can change it right then and there, and then you vote on the amendment.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
That's what we're going to do.
All right. Thank you.
Voting on the amendment.
We're on the amendment, yes.
We're just voting on the amendment.
Yes,
right now. I'll state that I don't think it's enough time. This is a big issue.
Okay. Any other comments? Okay, on the amendment.
Amendment to correct lines 50 and 51. Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Two different questions. I don't think that's fair for the 50 and 51.
No, this is, you're amending One is just to add the committee meeting?
Yeah.
And the other one is to change the date?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. Jurcik?
No.
Lipska?
Aye.
Alexander?
No.
Stamper?
Excuse me, I need some clarification. How long does it take to just change a line?
We're doing it right now.
It's a line report, it's not a line.
The report? Aye.
Well, no, we, no. He can, if you want his clarification as to what we're doing. What we're doing is we are voting on the amendment on lines, particularly line 50. Because it's implied, even though we're changing it by the amendment, that the personnel committee, which no longer exists, this committee, the finance, personnel, and audit committee, is that it's changed in line 51. So I expect what you're really looking at is July 2012. And are you going to vote for the amendment or are you going to vote against the amendment?
So if you think July, then you vote for the amendment. If you think July.
Aye.
Cohen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye. No. I won't vote.
Moment. Wheels and vote for it. Steve? It's 4-4.
4
fails.
Yep.
Motion fails on a vote of tie vote 4-4.
Okay, we still have March 2012 in this document. Supervisor Alexander.
Well, perhaps my colleagues might take a moment to consider a substitute amendment to this. Could someone please offer me some information about an example of what this meet and confer would address and take care of, or an issue that might go through a meet and confer process?
Supervisor Lipscomb, could you help?
I think items we have subsequent on this agenda, such as the grievance procedure, would likely be of interest in the meet and confer process, where we've had a variety of input, and we'll probably have some today if we don't lay it over. In reaction to administration's grievance procedure, and it's just become cumbersome to try to deal with all the technicalities and details of that at this level, and for us to try to make all those adjustments when, in fact, more appropriately, it might be worked out in the meet and confer process where HR and the administration and represented employees or employee groups could discuss those things. Now, they'll still bring them forward and they still be subject to our approval and we can accept or reject them, but it's just it could be a more orderly, be done in a more orderly fashion with the time necessary to do it rather than trying to do it here. And that's why you'll see that some items have been languishing. I think because this process has not been formulated.
To follow up to that question, Mr. Chairman, I'm curious if I'm understanding correctly that a meet and confer arrangement would essentially empower management within the county to... make decisions before they come to the board?
No, if I could clarify, I don't think it changes anything about the power of management. The decision to change policies will still rest with this board and the exec to the extent of this veto, and the proposals will still come from the departments. But this would give our employees a voice prior to this forum.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor, Mr. Cady, go ahead, Mr. Cady.
One solution which may be helpful would be to strike the March 2012 meeting, just put as soon as practical. That way it's, expresses the urgency. All the parties will meet, try and meet the deadlines. That way you're not stating it a month, so that might address a timeline. We use that term, meaning that it is to be done, as quickly as possible. You can use other words, but that's the ones that we've been using. If we take it that way, then we would meet immediately and try and bring something back.
For the Second Amendment? Does anyone have
I'll offer the Second Amendment of no later than September 2012. I think everyone's heard that I think there's an urgency. Now, obviously, you got some sympathy from the committee that some people don't believe it can be done faster, but I'm concerned that it's languishing, and I think we're setting ourselves up for issues as we're going to get into the budget season. And so I'll offer that alternative amendment. It would correct the name of the committee and change the timing of the report back to no later than the September 2012, with the
thank you, Supervisor.
Intent
Supervisor,
understood.
Supervisor Lipscomb has offered an amendment no longer than September 2012 to replace March 2012. Any further discussion?
Yes.
On the amendment, Supervisor Schmidt.
Yes. You know, we're playing here. Let's look at the reality of the situation here and the things that are coming in front of us here too. We're no longer, you know, a lot of Ask Me No Longer represents, okay, all our thousands of employees. Okay, the only thing that can be negotiated is wages anyway. So, what I want to say is that when we don't consult with the people who are most affected on decisions, that's always a mistake in government. So we have, you know, our public meetings, we're closing the street, or we're doing something in a park. If we don't talk to the neighbors who are involved, I mean, and we make decisions without consulting them, that's not good policy. So I agree to the point that we should be talking to our employees, okay? But, okay, I think what could do a lot, and I want to ask the question here to Ms. Mitchell, how far we've come along. A lot of these grievance, I think, is more important than anything else, by the way. Anything else to be negotiated. The grievance procedure, I'm sure, to the individual employee, got to be the most important because you're talking about your job. So I understand the importance of the grievance procedure. But you know what? We have to get to a system, and I don't know if anybody else believes in this, but I certainly do, and I want to ask Ms. Mitchell about this then, Mr. Chairman, is that we need to have a policy that goes along for all the employees. We don't have two different levels of employees anymore. We have Milwaukee County employees, okay? All should live under the same rules, all right, in my opinion. So that's why we have an employee handbook that's supposed to delineate these rules. There's been a lot of pressure. I think the priority is getting that book done and then seeing where we are, rather than trying to, you know, say, okay, we got to do this by September. We got to talk, you know. I presume common sense, and I hope goodwill. We can't mandate the stuff to be done, by the way. Okay, they no longer have those privileges. They can't negotiate on all these different things we're asking about. Okay, all they can negotiate is
Mr.
on
Chair,
wages.
I believe he's talking to the resolution and not to the amendment.
Well, the amendments. I believe that he's
debate the amendment, the resolution next.
Well, I'll stop and I'll talk about the resolution if you want.
No,
after we pass
we're on the amendment. We're
okay,
on the amendment.
I'll talk about the resolution that comes in. I'm going to play that game fine.
We're on the amendment.
I'm just saying. We're
gentlemen, we're on the amendment. Any further discussion on the amendment? If not, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll on the second amendment?
On amendment two, everybody understands that it's changing the wording to no later than September 12th, along with the committee name. On approval, Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
No.
Jersey.
No.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion approved. Vote 6-2.
Now the resolution has amended. The resolution as amended. Supervisor Schmidt.
I will try to keep it short. I'm sorry. But, you know, maybe I don't want to be heard on this one. I feel very strongly that we're entering a situation here where, you know, we can ask, and this is fine. You know, I think the party should be, I'm not against this, okay? I think we have to deal with reality here, though, all right? Is that we're in a situation now where we need a handbook that can answer these kinds of questions. Otherwise, we're going to go through one at a time and argue about them. And, you know, are they going to meet and talk about it? And we hope they do. And, you know, you can pass this, and maybe they'll meet, maybe they won't. Or they have to come back and say they tried to meet, and okay. But let's presume this goodwill is going to happen. They're going to meet. Fine. They should be talking. All right? But comes down to last analysis, the administration has to come up with a policy of fairness for all our employees. You would think that's what good common sense would dictate here. Okay? So what is absolutely critical to us is that we get this handbook done, employee handbook, that goes through these different things we're talking about right here, we'll talk about in the next few minutes. We need a grievance procedure that is fair to everyone. We can't have two different tiers of things here anymore. Okay? That's all I'm trying to ask. And I wonder how far we're along this process, because that helps me understand these other issues we're going to talk about. Because unless we get a handbook, and unless we have something that we can all vote on and agree on, we're going to just continue these discussions forever. I don't care if we do March or September or whatever. So that's my point. Thank you.
We have amended the resolution, but now I need a motion.
Mr. Chair.
For approval as amended.
I would move approval as amended, and if I can make a comment.
Go ahead.
I don't believe that meet and confer is the same as collective bargaining. And I disagree with the premise that we should get the handbook and make all the changes and then start talking to the employees, because that's the whole point of meeting and conferring. And I'd further support that with the fact that the department has said that they intended to do focus groups and discussions and that they want some process of employee feedback. However, to my knowledge, that hasn't, on any formal basis, has not sort of developed. And so once again, you've got this scenario where we're going to make all the changes and then we're going to talk to our employees and see if they have any good ideas. When it's been clear to me in our discussion that they have a much more intimate knowledge of many of these policies than most of us, and had some great ideas and some great examples of how other bodies have dealt with this. And so that's all that this is attempting to do, is to establish a process where we can get feedback. We can reject the feedback. You're correct. We do have that power. So, but at least get it up front and don't have a sham of a process where we make all the changes and then we talk to them later.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Jersey.
We did this in strategic planning, which directed the creation of employee handbook. This is a very complicated area. Our at-will employees are already subject to civil service rules. And it remains to be seen whether all employees are now going to be part of the civil service program. I'd like to hear from the director of HR as to her understanding of meet and confer. But this is, there's a lot going on already without this resolution. And I fear that this resolution is getting very close to inserting the board into management procedures. I mean, by its very language, it indicates on line 15, 16, whereby employees can designate a representative to participate with management in a process of communication that would facilitate. Now, I understand we need to set policies whereby our employees are going to work under work rules, but there are already a number of things happening with Act 10. Governments have been thrown into some chaos, and I think we're trying to get a handle on it. HR is directed through the strategic planning process to come up with the employee handbook, and I think it would be wise to let the process take place before we now start inserting additional resolutions with additional requirements. And Mr. Chair, if I could hear from the HR director whether there's a meet and confer process that's generally known or part of her industry, and then it talks about other governments are already doing that. I'd like to know who that is. Do we understand what all that is? A lot of questions there.
Director Mitchell,
yeah.
You read the resolution?
Yes.
From what you read in the resolution, is that the meet and confer concept that you're familiar with?
I've read of different versions of meet and confer. Some sound like they involve unions more heavily. Some sound more like they're just, it's a method for talking with employees about issues. So there's, I think, an array, and I'm not a legal expert on meet and confer. I'd invite anyone who is to speak to that, but that's my understanding. It can mean different things.
Okay.
Do we know of other governments that do meet and confer? I mean, are there specific examples? I'd rather hear from Corp Counsel, Mr. Chair, if we're going to ask these questions.
Mr. Chair, I can answer that question real quickly. This resolution is modeled after the City of Milwaukee's resolution that adopted. They amended their charter to include provisions, and this is essentially the mix of the cities.
Did they base theirs on other governmental models?
I don't know that.
Ms. Secor?
Penny Secor, SB District Council 48. I'm also the union rep for the city, and we do have meet and confer with the city. We have met, I think our fourth time is next week. We are meeting again. And every issue comes up, and I will tell you is that management's very open and says, okay, this is not an issue we're going to discuss. You know, each side puts in their agenda and we talk about them, and they still have to go through the committees and be approved. But what it has done, and what I think that this is good, is that it's opened up an avenue of communication that we don't have and that we have lost since Act 10 went in place. Again, you guys are the policymakers. You can accept or reject anything that happens at Meet and Confer, but we truly believe it is an area that is very important. And several of the items that you have on your agenda today, and I will be happy to go through them item by item by item and let you know what we like or don't like about them, but that is not what your time is supposed to be done. What the Meet and Confer does is goes through the things like that, like the grievance procedure. Some of the things that I want to bring up on the grievance procedure is strictly, you know, like maybe some clerical errors, something that has gone through the cracks, but that's what it gets taken care of before it comes to this committee. So the time of this committee is better well spent, and that's what happens with the city.
Supervisor Jersey.
Part of the problem here, I mean, I would really like the procedure to take place when we get the employee handbook and the HR department to review whether we are going to be placing all employees under civil service. I think those big issues have to be addressed. I mean, really, if at this point, we need 4,000 employees to come before us and express whether they are interested or not interested, meet and confer, because there is no real process by which anyone represents anyone right now. And that's part of the problem with the big picture here. So I would really like to suggest that we not go down the path that this resolution is suggesting, and we wait for the employee handbook. I mean, we can certainly have some additional inputs at that point, because the employee handbook will set policy on how we're going to organize our employees and what kind of processes we're going to have. I'm very uncomfortable with this. I think it is micromanaging and getting very involved in management of the HR department with regard to employee rules. So I just caution everyone on this. Thank you.
I'd like to pass the gavel. And the reason I'm passing the gavel is I've been in November of this year. I will have been here 25 years. I was in the private sector before I was in the public sector. And I see where middle management persons have acted as final arbiters as it relates to the economic welfare, the employment welfare of individuals within this municipal corporation. In other words, I've seen middle managers act as if they're damn near masters as it comes to their relationships with other employees, particularly representative employees. And so for me, meet and confer is something that I think really should happen before we do have chaos around here. You kind of imply they would go in the other direction. I would think that it would be a means by which we can be organized to deal with whatever comes up. So that's my take on it.
Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Doing a quick search of the resolution, the word union is not present in it. And looking at the whereas paragraph beginning at line 15 through 17, it seems to me in reading this that meet and confer, if researched and a plan proposed and passed and initiated, would mean that even employees in just the general civil service could choose a representative without actually belonging to a formal union to represent them in some kind of a meet and confer arrangement. Could someone confirm if I am understanding this correctly?
It's my understanding.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, so I think we've had a pretty full discussion. We have a motion, right?
Yes.
Okay, motion to approve as amended.
Okay, why don't we take the roll?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
No.
Jerzyk?
No.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Motion approved, 6-2.